there, Falcons fans. Welcome back to another great edition of Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm. I'm DJ Shockley. And what a game by our Falcons on Monday night. I know it didn't end the way we all wanted, but the Birds fought hard. There were a lot of great plays in this ball game, good and bad. And you know I like to break down a little bit of the good and the bad. And I'm going to start today with a play that was not so good, but it could have been a little bit better. Start here. This is the touchdown play by Aaron Rodgers early in the ball game. Well, right before halftime. And you have Croy Bierman here. He's what you call the spy on Aaron Rodgers. And you know what the spy is? Just a guy who sits back in case the quarterback takes off. And Aaron Rodgers is an athletic guy who can move around. So you got to have a spy for him. And Croy Bierman was the guy on this particular play. The Falcons are going to have good coverage. They're going to have man coverage on the outside. Everybody's going to have their own particular man. Everybody's going to have a man outside, man here, man coverage here, man coverage here. And on the backside, the safeties play what you call maybe a combo coverage. So what I mean by combo coverage, when the receiver comes inside, the safety will take him, the safety will take him here, and they play outside leverage against the receivers. So as the play gets started, you're going to see Croy is the guy who's a spy. You see him just sitting here waiting, just making sure that if Rodgers runs here, Croy would probably go run and or vice versa. As the guard goes here to help and double team on Corey Peters, there's a huge void right here in the hole. Now, usually when you have a guy with this much space, you want what they call closed space, and that's what Croy does. Croy goes and he closes space and he goes for the sack. But the only thing is, once he gets there, he doesn't all the way break down. And if he doesn't break down, a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's pretty elusive, can make you miss, and that's what ends up happening here. So he overruns the play, and then on the backside, that's a lot of time to cover for any defensive back, and Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers has a great, great, great relationship when they're doing that. So that's sure from the backside, you're going to see, here's Croy again, and this guard is going to go and help over here on Corey Peters. As he goes to help, there's going to be a huge void in the middle where Croy can come in and make a play. As he goes to help, there's a void, and there's a lot of room. There's almost 10 yards of room of space between him and Aaron Rodgers. That's why I say he wants to close space. He goes to close space, and once he gets there, he just doesn't break down. And as you can see, with all that room and space, it's kind of easy for Aaron Rodgers to make a guy miss and then make a play on the backside. So the Falcons had the great coverage. Had the right guy in position. Croy just has to break down and make that play, especially on a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's very elusive inside the pocket. All right, as usual, I say we like to talk about the good plays and the bad plays, so let's get on to a good play. This was happened right after halftime. Julio, big, almost touchdown play here right after the third quarter. Now, what's interesting about this play is usually when you come out of halftime, most teams just want to get a completion. They want to get some positive yards. And that's the same thing the defense is thinking. So I think this was an excellent call by Dirk Koetter. They run what's called a sluggo, which means slant and go. I'm giving you guys some primetime lingo. So sluggo is the name of this route right here by Julio Jones. He's going to come here. He's going to go three steps like he's running a slant. And then he's going to break to the go route. And what the defensive back does, you can tell here. Look at his head. His head is already looking inside at Matt. Now, the interesting thing about what happens here, Matt, once he drops back, he does a good job of pumping at the safety. What that does is it holds the safety on the hash. If he doesn't do that, then the safety can run over and make a play, even though Julio beats the corner. So Matt has to do his job, and then Julio has to do a good job of selling his sluggo route on his side. So as you can see, the play goes. There's a sluggo. He goes in, fakes the slant, and then he's going to come around the backside. When we see the other portion of it, you can see where the defensive back was affected. But now you can see, look at Matt's head is looking right at the safety who is here. And as he pumps, that keeps the safety on the hash and does a good job. You see the safety coming from way inside. Now, as we get to the back end of it, you can see it a little bit better. Now, the best thing about what Julio does is what we call he gives all his attention to the slant. He gives good what we call head inside. The head inside tells him, the defensive back, oh, he's going to run a slant. And you can see now he's already flat-footed, so that means now he's already beat on the slant and go. So a good job of Julio selling it with his head and eyes, and that's very important for a receiver to sell it with his head and eyes. If he doesn't do that, then the defensive back is not going to go for it. These guys are smart guys, too, so they understand splits, alignment, what the receivers like to do. So a good job of Julio selling it with his hands and eyes and then over the top. And the reason why you see the safety not getting over so fast is because of what Matt did. He held him with the pump fake, held him with his eyes, and a good job of laying the football outside, and the rest is all Julio Jones trying to get to the end zone. So I thought it was a great call by Dirk Koetter coming out at halftime, being aggressive. The Birds were down big time at halftime, but coming out, giving them momentum, and then hitting that play right off the bat gave this team some confidence. So some good plays, some plays that were not so good, but overall this team fought hard, and you got to like that. Looking forward to a big game in the Dome this weekend versus Pittsburgh Steelers, and we see you next week to break down some more plays on Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm.